بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا کا کلام. حضرت والا عارف باللہ رومی وقت تبریز دوران حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. ٹائٹل از مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سحرا نے.
سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے. سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقیام و پیمانے. خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہیں مگر اندر ہیں فرزانے. وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہیں مگر اندر ہیں فرزانے. جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے. جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے. بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے. بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے. حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن. حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن. بتا ناداں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے. بتا ناداں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے. جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں. جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں. مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سحرا نے. مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سحرا نے. جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں. جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں. نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے. نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے. کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا. کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا. ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم جس سے ویرانے. ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم جی سے ویرانے. ستایا عمر بھر بو جہل نے شمع نبوت کو
صلی اللہ علیہ
وسلم. ستایا عمر بھر بو جہل نے شمع نبوت کو مگر بدنام ہے دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے مگر بدنام ہے دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے کہاں تک ضبط بے تابی کہاں تک پاس بدنامی کہاں تک ضبط بے تابی کہاں تک پاس بدنامی کیا مجبور اظہار بیان پر خوف فردانے کیا مجبور اظہار بیان پر خوف فردانے نہ کر تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی نہ کر تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے عطا قلب شکستہ میں تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے عطا قلب شکستہ میں کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستان غم کی نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستان غم کی وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہیں مگر اندر ہیں فرزانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. We'll translate and explain a little bit this very beautiful poem of our Shaykh Damat Barak Rahmatullah Ali and rendered mashallah so beautiful by Ijaz. And we'll ask Ijaz to be every week inshallah. Mashallah. Mujhe to qurb ka alam diya hai aah sahra ne. I have been given the world of the closeness of Allah Ta'ala by the pleas and the cries of tahajjud time. That is, a person who gets at that time up and he cries to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says, that gave me my closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Sunahi khanqahu mein humke musuna hai, sunahi khanqahu mein muhabbat ke hai mein khan hai. Hazrat says, I've heard that in the khanqas there is the taverns of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Commonly, the khanqa, the place of the irshadat, of the waaz, the nasihat of the sheikh, has been always compared with a tavern. Like in a bar, in a tavern, the person who is in charge is selling, is giving out liquor to drink. People get drunk, they think they've gone in a high, etc. Today with drugs, they go in a high. This is also compared to that, where a person goes in a legal, in a proper high, the highness of closeness of Allah, where he gets the drink of the love of Allah Ta'ala. It is not haram, it hasn't got the filthy and dirty effects of that liquor, but how that also takes you like out of this world. So it has always been compared with that this love of Allah is also like a person out of this world. And what he is experiencing, like many people, the drunk person, you say, that he's lost, he doesn't know what's happening. Like that they say, this person is lost also, that he doesn't know what's happening. But there's a world of difference between the two, of course. But this comparison has been made. So Hazrat says that I've heard that in the khanqas are the taverns, the bars of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Diya karta hai saqi, aashiko ko jaam o paymane. And the saqi, the barman who is in charge, yeah, the sheikh, he gives the lovers of Allah Ta'ala the goblets and the glasses of the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is what he's dishing out, his bayans, bringing one closer to Allah, getting the love of Allah Ta'ala, and that wine of the love of Allah is pouring into the heart all the time. Then Hazrat, mashallah, which Allah Ta'ala especially blessed Hazrat and the Thanvi Silsila, that make immediately a distinction also. Now with that taverns and the bars, and a person thinks that he becomes intoxicated, he's out of this world. So there is a great difference between that and the haq. And in the haq also, Hazrat explains, khilafi rahi sunnat jo bana karta hai mastane. Those people who become like drunk in the love of Allah, but they are going against sunnat. In other words, referring here particularly to the bid'ati peers and sheikhs who don't follow sunnat whole night. They're listening to qawwali and they know fajr namaz in their life, for example. And then they are smoking also, and they're smoking heavy things also. And now they're showing that they are mustani, deeply in the love of Allah. So whether it is literally those people who are on drugs, who are on alcohol, or those people who are in deen, but no sunnat in their life, no shariat in their life. They have become like drunk, but without following the commands of shariat, without following sunnats. They're showing also their clothing, you can see. They wear all very different color clothes, big jubbas, big amamas, shining colors, the robes, the robe, amama, flowing from their sides, big tasbihs. So outwardly, big lovers, mastani. Wo diwane bazaahir hai, magar andar mein farzane. Outwardly, they look like big lovers of Allah, big buzur, big sheikh, but they are very shrewd people. They are deceiving the people just with this outward, and we must be very careful. Such people are coming in our country also. Some like that mashayikh who are teaching amaliyat, etc. to the people, and where people getting involved with them. Then all these things at the beginning look clear. But as you go further, then you see bid'at starting. You're seeing all different things starting. So who you don't know, like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, one time when two such sheikhs came from Jeddah, Pakistanis, and they advertised in the local papers in Karachi in Pakistan that how big sheikhs they are and all their portfolio, their profile and everything. And then people asked Hazrat, can we become bay'at with such people? Hazrat said, ask them, with who are they bay'at? So he said, they are not bay'at with anyone. They just became sheikhs themselves. So Hazrat said one beautiful sentence, La ta'khudhu baba malla baba la. Don't make him your father who hasn't got a father. If your father hasn't got a father, how is he going to be your father? So if they haven't got a chain leading up, just themselves, they become, say, on their own. Khud sakhta. They became some buzurgs. In other words, shrewd people, false people, deceiving people. And they just put an outward show. So always see today, for one person asked from Bangladesh of a certain silsila. Is that silsila authentic? I told him, we don't know about that silsila. You should find out whether the link goes up to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether they are authentic people. But unfortunately, the general public is very, very gullible. Every new kullu jadid ladid. Every new thing has an appeal. And a person wants to just go. And you forget. You don't take advice, or you don't follow the advice of the people you know, the authentic people. You're just following somebody. So many such people are coming in the country. We must be very careful who we associate with. One person wrote, he went, he got involved, his wife also, and then he understood then, this is all wrong tariqah. And this comes later. At the beginning it looks all very nice. Then later he realized, he came out of it, but his wife and her family fully involved in it. Now what a problem has come in the family. And they don't want to come out of it. And he can see clearly all the bid'at that has started. And from bid'at, then it goes to shirkiyat. Things of shirk also. Worshipping the qabr, asking of the inmates of the qabr, making sajda, tawaf at the qabr. These things come later. At the beginning they don't show. Afterwards, and then you're deeply involved. If you manage to come out, now your family is involved. What a big problem in your life. So we must be very careful. So Hazrat said, this is, and this path of suluk is very, very high. It takes you very high. But the higher you go, the harder you can fall. It is very delicate also. A person must see that he is on the right path, he's following the right person. Otherwise, they'll take you up and then drop you from there. Now you realize when you like in a high, now you are in bid'at, then you are in shirkiyat, and then you are in kufr also. So you have to be very, very careful. And always the things that, like for example, if you are riding a bicycle, pushing a wheelbarrow, and you make a mistake, is a small harm. But you, in an aeroplane, and the pilot makes a small mistake, how lot of harm in there. The more higher thing, the more valuable it is. If something goes wrong, the more harm also. In a big company, the tea maker, the sweeper, if they make a mistake, is a small mistake. But the director, they make a big mistake, is a small mistake. But the director makes a small mistake, is a very big mistake. The whole company can go bankrupt. The whole company can be liquidated. They can sue the company. So the more higher you are, the more careful also you have to be. Jo arif hai, wo kis alam mein rehte hai, khuda jaane. But that arif who is in the true sense, the correct arif, following shariat, following sunnat, and his sheikh is a recognized, reputable sheikh. And the one great sign also, that the ulama and awliya of his time also accept him that he is right. that their hearts also accept that now he is right. That is a very great sign, very important sign also, that they don't sort of spit him out that now this person here, he's not right, he's not on the right path. So a person who is a arif like that, with which world he lives, only Allah knows what he has got. A person and such an arif, Allahu Akbar, in everything, his namaz is his namaz. But even when he's eating, he recognizes this food is from Allah Ta'ala. Every ingredient, and he recognizes that one plate of food you have got. You have got some mutton curry. So he thinks the mutton from where it has come. The potatoes which are in there from where they have come. And who has cooked it? The utensils from where they have come. And that Allah gave me the tawfiq and my health is good. My hands are working, I can eat. My taste buds are in order. I'm getting the taste, and he'll eat the most enjoyable food, most delicious. But then that will be taking him so closer to Allah Ta'ala, because he's recognizing all the time. And when he has his head is full, or even while eating, he also thinks of how many millions of people who are hungry. And he makes dua in his heart, Ya Allah, feed all the hungry people. Those who haven't got clothes, give them clothes. Who haven't got houses, give them houses. Who haven't got an income, give them an income. Who are sick, give them health. So where is he? In his food. And we in our tahajjud also, we are nowhere there. So this is ma'rifat of Allah. And when you have recognized Allah, everything, your tasbihat of subhanallah, 33 times, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. It is a world of a difference of compared to that person who hasn't got ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. This person, he might be driving. Outwardly, he's just driving, but he's making shukr to Allah. What a conveyance car you gave me. How comfortably we are going from one place to another. He sees people walking, people asking for lift, people waiting for the taxis and the buses. He makes shukr to Allah. If we were in that position, and you see somebody asking for lift, and you don't know who will pick him up, automatically a dua, oh Allah, make it easy for him and for all. He's just driving, but in which world is he? How close is he to Allah Ta'ala? And another person is in the masjid, he's in sajda, but he's far from Allah. He's thinking of how many people, Allah save us, they are looking at porn when they're in the sajda, when in sajda. They are looking at evil, and their thoughts are in what filthy things. Though outwardly he seems to be in the masjid, and he seems to be reading namaz, but in what filth and dirt is he? And that person seems to be in dunya, but how close is he not to Allah? This is all on the ma'rifat. And this ma'rifat comes only from those who have ma'rifat of Allah. When we stay with sincerity and with talab, with a desire to acquire that from them, then it will come. Just staying to what a sheikh is not enough. A person has to have that niyat also. That is what he must get. For example, ya in the Darul Uloom, any institute, you have a gardener, for example, his niyat is not to become an alim. The students come, 5-6 years, they become alims, they go. 2-3 years, they became hafiz, they go. He's here 20 years, and nothing he has gained. So though he's there in the institute, in an engineering college, in a medical college, you are there, but you are administrator, you are writing books, you are doing administration. You stayed 50 years, you never become a doctor, you never become an engineer. But that person who has that niyat, so in the khanqa also, those who just come to be present, those who just come and make muhabbat with the sheikh also, but what they had to take, that they're not taking. It's years and years. Another person comes in one majlis, and he takes what he had to take. He takes everything. So that is what is required. That intention must also be there. I must also become Allah wala. And the first step, as Buzurgs have put it very beautiful, to enter Jannat is only two steps. One on your nafs, the other you have entered Jannat. So on one step on your nafs, your islah is made. The next step, you got the ma'rifat of Allah. In this world, you're in Jannat. A person who has got the ma'rifat of Allah, in this world already he's in Jannat. And that person's Jannat, when he'll see Allah, it will be according to that. You heard of some great person. For example, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, you heard a lot about him. And you studied his history, everything. The day you met him, oh, now how happy are you? One is you never heard, you don't know who is Hazrat Shaykh, you don't know who is Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah, anyone. And you see him also, no interest. Well, he's one human being, he's sitting there at an airport, in a masjid, at a ijtima, at a jalsa. He's one person, I'm one person, no. But when you know, oh, he's that person, now you're rushing to meet him. Whole life I heard about you, just to make that musafa, just to make that mu'anaqa, to take that, what the difference between the two. So those who know Allah and will meet Allah, their meeting of Allah will be a world of difference. And those who believe in Allah, they will also meet Allah, but they don't know who is Allah. And to the extent of your ma'rifat will be that enjoyment of the meeting of Allah. A person who knows Hazrat Shaykh to some extent, very great buzurg, but further he doesn't know. He'll meet according, one person knows Hazrat Shaykh, our Shaykh Rahmatullah, the sacrifices they've made, the service of deen they have done, the closeness they had of Allah, that person is different. So how much we gain the ma'rifat of Allah, so much the enjoyment in Jannat will also be according to that. Jo aarif hai, wo kis aalam mein rehte hai, khuda jaane, bhala jo ghair aarif hai, wo inka rutba kya jaane. Think for yourself. That person who is not an arif, what can he know what is the position of the arif? Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave beautiful example. Small children, 5-6 years old. They are playing marbles, they are flying kite, etc. All that they are busy with. What they know, the boys who are 17 and 18, what their fikr is. They are not yet baligh. So what they know, and for them, kite is everything. And what they know, what is which is haram. But what they know, what those boys have got in their fikr who are 17, 18 and that. So a person who isn't baligh, or in the love of Allah, in the ma'rifat of Allah, how can he know what is the love of Allah? Then he passes, as Hazrat explains here, they pass all funny comments because they don't know. For them, playing marbles is important. But when you become bigger, then you play with other marbles. Then you realize now, those marbles are not important whatsoever in your life. Haseeno ki ujar jayenge jab geografiya ek din. And this also, all those things, the ones at high school, college, the girls you are playing with, etc. And now they are in your league. And one day, now they are old, now they have gone so big and built, etc. Or the shape is completely gone. Now what? Now you're thinking of those days. What are you dreaming when she was 15 years, 16 years? Now she's 55, 60, and her shape is completely out. One girl that was with us in school, in matric, she was so tiny and so small after very many years. And now from now also it's very long at bank in Lands. She came and she recognized me. She came and introduced herself. I could never recognize her. That tiny, small person, so built and so big and that. Now what is the life of such a person? So this is how life changes. Haseeno ke ujar jayenge jab geografiya ek din. When all the beauty will be gone. And the teeth have fallen out. There is no question of talking of a figure or anything else. Now how do they look? Bata nada kaha jayega apne dil ko behlane. Oh, ignorant person. This has overtaken you. You're thinking of this as enjoyment. Now where are you going to get enjoyment? Now you can't even think about all these things. And now you also old. If you think that, okay, well, she's old, some young girl, I will engage. She will call you opa. She will call you dada, nana. She's not interested in you. Now that you are looking, who was in your league, they have changed completely. And who is not in your league, they're not interested in you also at all. Now where? Those who made their contact with Allah, they will get in. Allah Ta'ala's beauty is infinite. And it's Allah's shan. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Every split second, Allah is in a different splendor. And Allah in old age will never come to Allah. Allah will, Allah, and make the special dua. Oh Allah, give us that pleasure of yours in which you never become displeased with us again. A person who gets that pleasure of Allah, and Allah is pleased with you. When Allah is pleased with you, what enjoyment of life you have all the time. Jo yaad aati hai unke dil mein ghabrata hoon gulshan mein. When I think of Allah Ta'ala, though I'm in a beautiful garden, my heart is uneasy, because you want to be with Allah. And this in other ash'ar, Hazrat has explained it very beautifully when Hazrat and what his Shaykh, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, Wobi Kabi Sunana, one Nawab, they invited them, and how beautiful his garden, all the trees in a line, all the beauty, and Hazrat explained all that. And he say, what is this? If you don't have Allah, this is nothing whatsoever. So the beauty of this dunya without minus Allah is nothing. If it is plus Allah, mashallah. Your delicious food, if it is plus Allah, that is wonderful. Eh? But if it is minus Allah, you have the most beautiful wife, but minus Allah, fights in that house all the time. Problems in plus Allah, it's a picture of Jannat in this dunya. So this is what, that this outward things are not the important things. And people who haven't got iman their whole life, day and night, only for this dunya. Hey, they will kill for this dunya. They will kill them. They will kill themselves also. Not eat, not take rest, but just for this dunya. But those who have got Allah, what enjoyment they are getting. Mujhe to qurb ka alam diya hai, ahe sehra ne. Where did I get this closeness of Allah and this marifat? That crying and pleading to Allah at the time of sehri. That is the hajj time. I cried to Allah. Allah granted me and gave me. In other words, Allah says, if you want this, this is where you will get. Hazrat says, if you want this closeness of Allah, then you will have to beg from Allah Ta'ala. Jo zahir ishq se na aashna hai, phir bhi wo nada. That person who is a zahid, a person who is only, he loves a very frugal life, a life on the bare necessities, no comforts, basically also no luxury whatsoever, very, very simple, down-to-earth life, but he hasn't got the love of Allah. He's a zahid. Like an alim who is not a alim e rabbani, he is an alim. He knows the book. He's a lawyer, he knows the book, but he doesn't know the mizaj of Allah. Like that alim, that person who killed 99 people, and from the book he gave the ruling that you condemned, you are going to hell. But that alim e rabbani, who knew the book also, and he knew Allah's mercy also, he said, you just make tawbah, Allah will forgive you. No big deal, 99 murders, 100 murders in the eyes of Allah, kallamam. It is just like nothing whatsoever. You make tawbah, a person, what is 99 murders? If you live for 99 years, 999 years, and you are living in kufr, you were hated by Allah Ta'ala. You just read kalima, immediately you become the beloved of Allah. 999 years, you were in Jahannam. But you just read kalima from your heart, you accepted Islam, immediately you are transferred as a Jannati. You were a Nari, a person of the fire. Immediately you became Nuri. Eh? So just the Tawbah. So a person who knows that, people will also come to him. That is why ulama-i Rabbani are always, they shine out. And people love them and flock to them. But those ulama who are only alims, and they just give the ruling, halal, haram, jais, najais, people, it's a very brittle thing, a hard thing. People keep away from such people. But people who bring people closer to Allah and they understand the forgiveness of Allah and they look at that, they will win over people also much more. Nahi samjha hai khud, lekin chala hai mujhko samjhana. He hasn't understood himself, but he's coming to explain to me. A person who doesn't know is coming to explain. He doesn't know Allah. He doesn't know the system of Allah. He doesn't know the mizaj of Allah Ta'ala. And he's coming to explain to me. Kisi ke aahe mazloomi se waqt-e-zulm se waqt-e-zulm darna tha. And always fear the cry of the person you made zulm on. Any person, whether it's your wife you made zulm on, and she cries to Allah, you will be taken to task severely by Allah. One pedestrian, torn and tattered clothes he has got, like no value, and you just swear him, or road rage, or anything, and you treat him badly, it will have its effect. Whether he's a non-Muslim, whether he's a poor person, he has got like nothing, he's a nothing, but be careful, don't take advantage of such people. Whoever, your worker, how you treat your workers, to make zulm on any person is a very serious matter. So be very careful wherever this may be. We hai khana-e abad zalim se jisse veeran hai. This where your whole house was occupied, living a wonderful life, proper house, everything furnished, good income, everything. But this one zulm, everything lost. Like that, just take a little time and explain that person who was once he told his wife, very rich, wealthy man, prepare some nice food, dress up for me. We have one night, special night, etc. She prepared, she dressed up. As they sat down to eat, a beggar was at the door. Allah ke naam pe kuch de, if something in the name of Allah. Now he was looking forward to what a night beggar came. He became very angry. He went to the door and he opened and he gave the beggar one slap. When we want to have a good time, you coming to spoil our time. What he knows, the poor beggar? Anyway, he fell down, he got up, he went away. This person ate his food. But this is what Hazrat is saying. Kisi ke aahi mazloomi se waqte zulm darna tha. That you took his cry which he made to Allah. Ya Allah, you see to me, I'm a nothing. I'm a beggar. Nobody regards me as anything. But the tables turned for this man. He had 7-10 shops. One by one, the shops started going down, losing them. He came to a state where he couldn't maintain his wife also. And he said, I have to divorce you. I can't maintain you anymore. Time passed. She got married to somebody. And one day that husband again told her, let's have a nice night. You prepare nice food. You dress up for me. We have a nice night. As they sat down to eat, again a beggar. Allah ke naam pe kuch de do. So he told his wife, take all this food and go and give it to the beggar. When she went to the door, suddenly heard a scream and she fell down. When he went there, unconscious. So when she came around, he asked her, what happened? So she said, don't worry, forget it. She said, no, tell me what happened. She said that this beggar was one day, I was married to somebody else before. And we had a night like this as we were having tonight. And a beggar came to the door and he asked for something. And that previous husband of mine went and he gave him one slap. So it was that husband, my previous husband. Today he became a beggar, who was a rich man, who was so wealthy. Today he became a beggar. This husband said, I was that beggar. How Allah changed the tables, and today he is in this position. Allah made him. So be very careful. Don't take the don't take the plea and the cry of a mazloom. And we do this a lot with our wives, with our workers, with people we regard as nothing while walking. Just push this one side. You must give me way. I'm a big shot. I'm big Hazrat. I'm big Maulana. And you are nothing. You get out. Small children, we treat them like insignificant little things. These things are not proper for a person who knows Allah Ta'ala. And because of that, you can have hair, you would have been so wealthy, so healthy. Everything can be lost overnight. Sataya Umar Bhar, Abu Jahal ne shama'ai nabuwat ko. Abu Jahal, he troubled Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam his whole life. Magar badnaam hai dono jahan mein uske afsane. Today, nothing but disgrace is on him. Nothing. Where he's buried also, there in Badr, whoever the public toilets, the filth goes and fall on him. This is how he is. So those who trouble the man of Allah and who criticize them, they are wiped off. There is no record of them. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go and see, the world is gone mad over Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That queue doesn't end. People coming to read salatu salam. Everyone just coming for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kaha tak zabte betabi? Kaha tak paase badnami? How long must I control my inner feelings? How long am I going to bottle up how I love Allah? I can't bottle it. It's coming out now. I have to explain it. Kya majboor izhar bayan par khauf fardane? That now I'm helpless and I have to speak of the love of Allah. The lovers of Allah, then they can't conceal it also. It's bubbling. It's going over the limit. You can't contain it. Pressure cooker. If you don't let the steam out, it's going to explode. Now these people who are filled with the esteem of Allah, the love of Allah Ta'ala, they have to let it out. Otherwise they will explode. Na kar tahqir e Zahid Khuda ke dardmandon ko. Oh Zahid, who knows about only the frugal things, who doesn't know, who is only an alim, not an alim e Rabbani, don't go and belittle and disgrace this man who are in the love of Allah Ta'ala. But also those who have got Shariat in them, Sunnat, not those people who are shrewd people, who are bluffing the people, who are fake people, not those people who are genuine. Maqam-e dard-e dil ko bhi khabar, to ah kya jaane, that love of Allah which is in the heart, and you only a man of the law, you only go by the book and by rules and by usul, principle. There is the principle, there is the usul, there is the usul. You don't see the man, you don't want to wean the man. Those who only go by that, what do they know about these people who have got love for Allah Ta'ala? Tajalli unki hoti hai ata qalbi shikasta mein, and that lightning of Allah Ta'ala comes and hits in that heart which is a broken heart. That is, that you have got haram desires, natural. Every human being, Allah has put desires. And our Shaykh says, never make dua that the desire must be taken away. In that desire, but you don't fulfill that desire. Now your heart is broken. Your eyes just, you saw a beautiful woman. You by nafs, you want to look, but no, Allah's hukam is not. You break your heart, Allah sends a lightning of His love in that heart, in that broken heart. So therefore, those who make mujahada, we stop looking at porn, we stop looking at other women, all the filth, all the other dirt and that. Don't give up. Carry on. And Allah's lighting of love hits in that heart. That heart, you wanted to swear at your wife, you wanted to tell her 101 things, you made sabr, you broke your heart. She didn't fulfill your rights. You asked her nicely for something, but you made sabr. You didn't shout, you didn't scream. That heart of yours is broken now. Allah's lightning of love hits in that heart. And then you will see what comes from that heart. Kya hai qalb ko lekan shikasta gham ke saudane. And this heart, it broke. When, how many times you want, whole life your nafs is with you. Even you can become the biggest buzurg also. Your nafs and desires will be there. But you broke your desires. The more you break them, the more Allah's rahmat comes in that heart. So you, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Allah make our Hazrat Shaykhs higher darja, higher and higher. Hazrat said, don't even be worried of all the naked women on the streets. You have to go to the bank, you have to drive, you have to wherever they are, at the airports, wherever, don't. You just safeguard your eyes. The Hazrat say, these are the mandis, the markets where the certificates of Jannat are being dished out. Every time your desire is to look, you don't look. You keep your eyes down. Sometimes you're in a queue and that woman is coming over and over in front of you. And every time you're guarding your gaze, every time a certificate of Jannat is being given. So you don't be worried also of all this filth and dirt. You guard yourself. And more than your eyes, guard your heart. Your thoughts, your eyes also you guard, and guard your thoughts and your heart also. Certificates of Jannat are being dished out at this place. And in the same way in the house, when with your wife you get angry, you want to swear, you want to scream, you want to tell her, Hawla, but you don't. Certificate of Jannat is being given out. Nahi hai zindagi mein jiske koi daastaan gham ke, a person who didn't have all this. Like a person who is in a Qabristan, he hasn't got no temptation. You say, be a Sufi sahab, they committing no sin. No, that person that can become a Sufi, who can't commit sin. That person who has got desire, and he controls himself, that person. وَأَهْلِ غَمْ كِي قُرْبِ خَسْتَگِي كُوَاهْ كَيَا جَعَنِي. What does he know of those people who have this desire, but for Allah's sake? Allah is in front of them. Allah's love is greater. Allah's ma'rifat is there, and they control themselves. What does that person who hasn't got desire, what does he know? What is this enjoyment of the closeness of Allah Ta'ala? And Allah gives this when you have temptation. To call any farishta, Jibreel alayhi salam also, a wali of Allah is not jais also. It's not permissible, because a wali is that person who has got temptation, who has got desire, but he doesn't act on it in the fear of Allah. Malaika got it. Our Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali says that if Jibreel Ali Salam, if the most beautiful Hoor of Jannat comes and sit in the lap of Jibreel, it makes no difference whether it was a stone, whether it was a stick, or whether it was this Hoor. He's got no desire. Nothing will happen to him. No movement will happen in his body. Nothing will happen to him. But a person who has got desire and he doesn't commit guna, this is what Allah loves. And this is the test which Allah has put for a person. Wahi karte hain unki aashiqon par tabsare akhtar. Hazrat say it is only those people who criticize, find fault in the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, jo zalim darde ulfat se hua karte hain begane. Who zalim, zalim is a word like who is close to you. You love him, you like him also, but he's ignorant. He made mistakes. He's doing wrong things. Like your child, how you love your child, but your child has done a mistake. Like that. Not an outsider, not a stranger, not an enemy. A person who's close. So Allah, Hazrat is referring to those people who criticize the Ahlullah, but they are our friends also. But they are ignorant. They don't know what they are doing. They haven't tasted of the love of Allah. They don't know. So don't have bad feeling for them also. They also ours. They part of us also. But they are ignorant. They haven't tasted of the love of Allah. Darde ulfat se hua karte hai begane. They don't know what is the love of Allah. So they will pass remarks on the Ahlullah. They will find fault in them. They will criticize them because they don't know. But they are ours. How beautiful Hazrat has captured it. They don't also push them away. They are ours. But consider they don't know. So like your son, your little child, he gives a slap to the mother also. He pulls the father's beard. It pains also. But you don't. He's my beloved little child. That little anger comes, but it just vanishes immediately. Let another child pull your beard and then see how angry you get. But your own child who you love so much, your own child in front of, oh, what a cute child. To others, it's nothing cute. They're so naughty and they're so bad. But for you, he's so cute. What he says, and the others say, he's so disrespectful. Parents don't teach him habits also. But for you, he's a cute child. So love is such a thing. So may Allah bless us with these realities. And the marifat and the love of Allah is only gained from the lovers of Allah and those who have Allah's marifat. And especially be very careful in these times. Lot of this shrewd and fake people are coming into the country also. They are making their rounds also, and they're enticing the woman also. Woman also doing all funny things now. People are getting carried away by them. Let us be very careful and follow those people that we know who are genuine, who are authentic. May Allah Ta'ala safeguard us and guide us, inshallah. In this kitab, we were reading, Bartan dham kar rakhna, to cover utensils, especially at night. Huzur, ahadith mein Huzur Akdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne bartan khane peene ki cheezo ko dham kar rakhne ki hidayat ki. All our utensils, pots, etc., that at night especially, cover them. Don't leave them open. Agar is baat ko saamne rakh kar dekha jaye to hifzani sihat ke usoolon ke mutabik kitni bari ehtiyat hai. He says, if we look at this and what the specialist of dietitians, people who are concerned of the health of people, well, with regard to them, they say this is a perfect principle that you should cover the utensils. Kyunki agar bartan dham kar na rakhi jaye to mindarje zail nuksanat ka mustaqil khatra hai. If you don't cover the utensils at night, etc., overnight, then these problems can crop up. Koi zehrila janwar mathalan saam chipkali wagaira usme muh dal kar apne zehr dal de. Especially people living in villages or something, and snakes even come out in our area sometimes. A snake comes out in the house also. And if that utensil was open and that lizard or the snake put its poison in that water, in that food, you didn't cover it, and afterwards you don't know that that thing went away and you eat it, it put its poison, how lot of harm will be. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, cover your utensils all. Be shumar waqiyat kutub e tareekh mein aur aam muasharati zindagi mein milte hain, say in the books of history and even of society of today, these things are happening from time to time, this harm that is caused. اگر کھلے برتن میں کوئی کھانے پینے کی چیز موجود ہو اور اس میں کتا منہ ڈال جائے تو اس کتے کے خطرناک جراثیم جسم میں چلے جانے کا خطرہ ہے. And this also, dogs, especially non-Muslims who keep dogs in the house and utensils are open, you're not always behind the dog and it goes and put its mouth and the dog germs are very, very poisonous. How lot of harm will be caused by that. گرد و فضا میں آلودگی کی وجہ سے بے شمار جراثیم ہوتے ہیں. And in the air, atmosphere, there are germs all the time, continuously, and it depends what kind of more, the place which is more dirt, filth is around in that place, more germs are in the air. And all that with your utensils open, it goes into the food. اگر برتن کھلا ہوا اور خالی ہو تو یہ جراثیم اور گرد و غبار اس میں پریں گے. And then these germs will fall, whether even if it's an emptied utensil and you don't rinse it before you use it, whether it's a cup, a glass, a pot, and now that your germs are in there and you're cooking, how lot of harm will be caused. اور اگر اس برتن میں کوئی غذا خوراک اور مشروب ہو تو جراثیم ان میں پریں گے اور یہ غذا جسم کے لیے زہر بن جائیں گے. And if there is food in there and this germs etc. fell in, it will be poison for the body. اگر برتن کھلا ہوا اور کوئی ایسا آدمی جو صاحب نظر بد سے بد ہے اور اس کی نگاہ پر گئی تو اس کی منفی لہریں اس میں پر جائیں گے اور کھانا مرض بن جائے گا. When the utensils are open, especially in restaurants, etc., or the food shops where they display the food openly, and like, for example, elite bakeries, they if you just touch anything, you have to buy it. But your nazar that falls, that also has got. And a person who has got a bad nazar, and he even just looks at those things, and you go and buy it, though nobody touched it with their hand, it's going to have an effect on you. This bad nazar, there are people with this bad nazar, and just on the food, and just eat it, the waiters that bring the food, etc., eating in restaurants, etc., what kind of nazar they got, and their nazar falls on it. When we eat this food, who are prepared by non-Muslims, when eating out, etc., the restaurants, how many places, it's fish you are eating. Nothing wrong with that fish, but that nazar of this fell on it. And that harm of it comes in that food. How dangerous. Then we wonder why we haven't got the urge of practicing on deen, etc. All these evils have overtaken. May Allah Ta'ala guide us and give us proper understanding, inshallah. Yeah, in this kitab, we started it also a few times, to read the great virtues of reading Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. When difficulties come to a person, to surrender to the will of Allah, which is one of the greatest maqam, more higher than ikhlas also, that to accept what Allah thinks when bad in your day, in your life, and you are happy. Well, whatever Allah has decreed, I'm happy with that. What the position of that is. Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا صَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those people who difficulties came, they made sabr. When it came, they said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Now, the tafsir of إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. حق تعالیٰ کا ارشاد ہے کہ آپ ایسے صابرین کو بشارت سنا دیجئے جن کی یہ عادت ہے کہ جب ان پر کوئی مصیبت پڑتی ہے تو وہ دل سے سمجھ کر یوں کہتے ہیں کہ ہم تو مال اور اولاد حقیقت اللہ ہی کے ملک ہے اور مالک حقیقی کو اپنی ملک میں ہر طرح کے تصرف کا اختیار حاصل ہے. Those people who don't only read the words but what the meaning, we belong to Allah. Which we said many times, that your boss thinks you get harmed, you are driving your boss truck, car, he made an accident, he's a boss's. You just explain the boss's, as long as he accepts that, no, it wasn't your fault. The harm is not yours. So when a person realizes everything of mine is my boss's, is Allah's, he accepts it whole. He doesn't find hard to accept it. Usse mamluk ko tang hona kya maana? Why must you feel hard? But the problem is we regard everything as our own. And we also explain Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when he was a 2-year-old little child and he had one pillow, like today if somebody has teddy bear or whatever, and they always say, this is mine, this is mine. They don't want to part with it. He had a little pillow like that. His father gave him one slap. He said, you're not earning and already from now mine, mine. He says, my life, it went out from me, nothing belongs to me. So this is that tarbiyat the father had made. Aur hum sab duniya se Allah Ta'ala hi ke paas jaane wale hai. And also if a person thinks we all, there is nowhere else we're going to return, but to wa ilayhi raji'un. So make him happy where you're going to return. We're not going to return to the people of dunya, you want to make them happy. You're not, when you die, you're not going in your shop. You want to make your shop happy. You want to make all things happy. Best wedding of the world that I had for my daughter. Nobody's going to. You're going to return to Allah. So make him happy. So yahan ki nuksano ka badla wahan mil jayega. Also, when you're going to return to him, whatever difficulty you went, everything is from Allah. Allah tested you. You pass the test. What you're going to get from Allah? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. What won't Allah give you? أُولَٰئِكَ عَلِيمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُحْتَدُونَ. یہی وہ لوگ ہیں جن پر خاص خاص رحمتی بھی ان کے پروردگار کی طرف سے ہوں گی. Yeah, in this world also, and particularly in the year after, special, special favors of Allah will descend on these people. Aur aam rahmat bhi hogi, and general mercies also, and very special also. Aur yahi log haqeeqat hal tak rasai paage. These are those who found reality, who know nothing belonged to me, who know Allah is testing me, Allah is present at this time, and Allah knows everything. And at that time, to say what your heart, raditu billahi rabban, that Allah, I'm happy with what Allah has decreed. Wabil Islami deena, with the religion of Islam, wabi Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rasulahu wa nabiyya, al-khair fima waqa'a, that whatever happened, good happened. That whatever Allah ta'ala, ma sha'Allah, wa ma qaddar Allah, what Allah desired, what Allah has destined, and you accept it. For those people, special mercies of Allah Ta'ala. And these are those who have found reality. Not that no ifs and buts, if I didn't do this, if I didn't do that. Nothing like that, you accept it. Nafs sabr par qadr mushtarak hone ki rahmat aam har sabir par ho gayi. Nafs sabr par. Just by making sabr, qadr mushtarak hone ki rahmat, That mercy of Allah will be on all. All will get mercy, whoever made sabr. Lekin shan har sabir ki, aur khususiyat har sabir ki, sabr ki, juda hai. But everyone who's making sabr is different. Somebody made little sabr, somebody made more sabr. Somebody made outward sabr, somebody from his heart made sabr. According to that, isliye in khususiyat ka sila, juda juda khas, in ayatu se hoga. Therefore, the rewards of this will be also different. How much? Jitni tumhari qurbani, utni rab ki meherbani. How much your sacrifice? So much Allah's mercy. How much you sincerely made sabr and you accepted it? So much Allah's rahmat and fazl will come. May Allah Ta'ala grant us this. It's very easy to talk and to hear. But when Allah save us from hardships. But when they come, may Allah bless us with the sabr. Those who made sabr, they went very far to Allah Ta'ala. Sirat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, some great points. Kamal-e-Ijaz, Kalam or Ilaj-e-Ghadab. The beautiful talk of Nabi, how concise, in few words, how much Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and the treatment of anger. حضرت ابو مسعود رضی اللہ تعالی فرماتے ہیں کہ ایک دن میں اپنے مملوک غلام کی پٹائی کر رہا تھا کہ ایک آواز پیچھے سے سنی. حضرت ابو مسعود رضی اللہ عنہ says, one day I was punishing one of my slaves and I heard a voice from behind me کہ اے ابو مسعود جتنی طاقت تجھے اس غلام پر حاصل ہے اس سے زیادہ طاقت اللہ تعالی کو تجھ پر ہے. How much strength you got to punish the slave? You made a mistake, whatever. Allah has got more power to punish you. You have got power. How much as a human being? Allah's power. So think of that. Maine mur kar dekha to Huzur sallallahu alaihi ki zaat e aqdas ko paaya. I looked, who is this telling me? It was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maine arz kiya, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, maine is ghulam ko Allah taala ki raza ke liye azad kar diya. He realized his mistake and he said, I freed him for the pleasure of Allah. Irshad farmaya, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, agar tu aisa na karta تجھے جہنم کی آگ اپنی لپیٹ میں لے لیتی. Had you not freed him, the fire of Jahannam would have wrapped around you. So this anger, and inshallah more we will read, that how to treat this anger. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Inshallah, this we will be going to the Mozambique Safar on the 17th of March, 15th of Jamadiul Ula. Whoever wishes to join can join. And you can join for the whole Safar or on the Friday, Jummah and Saturday will be Islahi Jalsa in Maputo. Those who only want to come for that can only come for that. You can come alone, you can come with your families, whatever, but you must inform us. And also remember, there the language will be Urdu and Portuguese, no English. And also remember, you are not going to be at the comforts of your home. You will be out in another country. So don't expect all the comforts of home, etc. So whoever wishes to join, please contact me so that we are busy with the bookings, etc. So it can be made. So from the 7th, that's Monday, Yomul Ithnain, till the following Wednesday, Yomul Thulitha Arbi'a. So whoever wants to join the whole Safar can join. Whoever only wants to come to Maputo for the Islahi Jalsa can do that also, inshallah. مختصر ذکر
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.